Cebu, Philippines. Leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, gathered in the Philippines under the shadow of crises unfolding far beyond Southeast Asia, with the escalating conflict in the Middle East emerging as the dominant concern for the 11-member bloc. The meetings, taking place on the island of Cebu, have brought together heads of government, foreign ministers, and economic officials from across the region. While ASEAN's long-running challenges, including Myanmar's civil war and tensions in the South China Sea, remain on the agenda, the immediate focus has shifted sharply toward energy and food security. For many ASEAN economies, heavily dependent on imported fuel, the turmoil in the Middle East has sparked fears of supply disruptions, rising oil prices, and economic instability. Several member states are now searching for alternative energy sources as uncertainty grows over global shipping routes and fuel flows. Opening the foreign ministers' meeting, Philippine Foreign Affairs Secretary Ma Teresa Lazaro warned that conflicts outside the region were already having direct consequences for Southeast Asia. She said disruptions to energy supplies, trade routes, and food chains highlighted the need for ASEAN to improve coordination and preparedness during international crises. Diplomats attending the summit say the Philippines, as this year's ASEAN chair, faces growing pressure to steer the bloc toward practical economic measures rather than broad statements of concern. ASEAN has often been criticized for responding cautiously to major crises, with agreements frequently lacking concrete action plans. Political analyst Don McLean Gill said the economic fallout from the Middle East conflict could overshadow several of ASEAN's unresolved regional disputes. According to analysts, discussions are expected to include emergency energy cooperation, strategic reserves, and a proposed oil-sharing framework that Manila hopes member states will ratify during the summit. Former Philippine diplomat Laura Del Rosario said that the scale of the energy shock could force ASEAN governments to move beyond diplomatic rhetoric because no country in the region would be immune from the impact. The summit is also taking place against the backdrop of intensifying competition between the United States and China in Southeast Asia. Analysts believe Washington's growing involvement in multiple global conflicts has created space for Beijing to strengthen its influence across the region. Meanwhile, Myanmar's political crisis remains a sensitive issue for the bloc. ASEAN leaders are expected to discuss whether the country's military-backed civilian government has made enough progress toward reconciliation to begin re-engagement with the grouping after years of diplomatic isolation. Myanmar's leadership has recently introduced limited conciliatory measures, including amnesties and reduced restrictions on detained former leader Aung San Suu Kyi, though ASEAN members remain divided over how to respond. The South China Sea dispute is also expected to feature prominently in discussions. ASEAN leaders are likely to renew calls for a long-delayed code of conduct with China aimed at reducing tensions in the strategically vital waterway. Beijing claims sovereignty over most of the South China Sea, including areas claimed by several ASEAN states, making the issue one of the region's most sensitive geopolitical flashpoints. As the summit continues, ASEAN leaders face mounting pressure to show the bloc can respond decisively to crises that increasingly stretch far beyond Southeast Asia's borders.